Hello everyone, happy Easter. Easter is a time when we remember two truly amazing days. The Friday that we now call Good Friday and the Sunday that we now call Easter Sunday today. As we remember the dramatic events of that weekend today, I'd like us to learn just one major lesson from them. The lesson is this. You can't stop Jesus. You can't stop Jesus. As the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John record Jesus' remarkable life, it strikes me that as wonderful as his teachings and miracles were, it seems that people were trying to stop him all of his life. Soon after his birth, a ruler named Herod tried to kill him. Matthew chapter 2, I'll read verses 1 to 3, and then 13 and 16, and all texts from the New International Version. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came from Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. Verse 13. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said, "take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." Verse 16. When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. King Herod did not like the idea of a new king being born, particularly one who had been announced by signs in the sky and worshipped by foreigners. Unable to establish exactly who this child was, Herod had all the boys in the region killed. Herod tried to kill Jesus, but you can't stop him. Then the devil tried to stop Jesus when he was a young man about to begin his ministry. Matthew chapter 4, some verses from 1 to 11. Verse 3, the tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Verse 5, the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down." And verse 8, again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." And verse 11, then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. As Jesus prepared for his ministry years, he had to face three significant temptations from the devil. If he had given in to any of these temptations, he would have sinned and been unable to fulfill his role as the perfect Lamb of God. But Jesus saw through the tricks of the devil. The devil tried to stop him by tempting him to sin. But you can't stop Jesus. Later, the Jewish leaders tried to stop him by branding him as a heretic. John chapter 9 and verse 22. His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders who had already decided that anyone who acknowledged that Jesus was the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. In John chapter 12, verses 42 and 43. Yet at the same time, many, even among the leaders, believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they would not openly acknowledge their faith, for fear that they would be put out of the synagogue, for they loved human praise more than the praise from God. Most of the Jewish leadership was opposed to Jesus. He challenged their hypocrisy, their lack of understanding, and many of their beloved traditions. As his popularity grew, they tried to stop Jesus by calling him a heretic, even a blasphemer, and expelled or threatened to expel followers from their places of worship. This caused some people to keep their faith a secret because they feared the rejection of their community. So Jewish leaders tried to stop Jesus by branding him as a heretic. But you can't stop him. Eventually, Jesus was accused of blasphemy and treason so that he could be executed. Matthew chapter 26 from verse 59. The chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for false evidence against Jesus so that they could put him to death. But they did not find any, although many false witnesses came forward. Finally, two came forward and declared, "This fellow said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and rebuild it in 3 days.'" And Luke chapter 23, verses 1 to 2. "Then the whole assembly rose and led him off to Pilate, and they began to accuse him, saying, 'We have found this man subverting our nation. He opposes payment of taxes to Caesar and claims to be Messiah, a king.'" In one final desperate bid to stop Jesus, the Jewish leadership tried to find witnesses who would falsely accuse Jesus of blasphemy or treason. Their weak and questionable case was nearly thrown out. But the Roman ruler gave way to public pressure and sentenced Jesus to death. The Romans then executed Jesus by flogging and crucifixion. The Romans crucified Jesus, but you still can't stop him. On the Sunday morning, Jesus rose from the dead, and he appeared to many, many people. There were so many witnesses that the resurrection is really, really hard to deny. Jesus then ascended to heaven after commissioning his followers to begin a worldwide mission. This commission is found in Matthew chapter 28 from verse 18. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Jesus didn't stop his mission when he ascended to heaven. Jesus' disciples would make more disciples, who would make more disciples, who would make more disciples, until the whole world is reached. Exalted in heaven, he is now working through all who have committed to obey his commission to make disciples of all nations. You can't stop him. As the disciples made more disciples, the church began to grow rapidly. Jesus was now working through his disciples, through his church. In a very real sense, it was now as if there were thousands of little Christs reaching out. In fact, the term Christian means little Christ. So the church became the new enemy of the enemies of Jesus. They then tried to stop the church. One zealous Pharisee by the name of Saul went on a violent rampage of persecution to try to destroy this young church. Listen to Acts chapter 9 from verse 1. "Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem." Verse 3. "As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord? Saul asked. I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting, he replied. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. Saul went out to destroy the church, but Jesus rebuked Saul personally, and Saul later became known as the Apostle Paul, author of a great deal of our New Testament, our first theological writings. Saul tried to destroy the church, but you can't stop Jesus. The Roman Empire also tried to destroy the church. They also failed. Eventually, that Roman Empire became known as the Holy Roman Empire, with the Christian faith as their state religion. And to this day, the church is persecuted in many countries. But you can't stop Jesus. It was recently observed that the fastest growing church in the world is the persecuted church in Iran. Jesus is continuing his mission, and no one can stop him. So what does this mean for us today? Generally speaking, it means no one can stop Jesus' mission. This does not mean that no one will try to stop him. Throughout history, Christians have been persecuted in different places and in different ways. But the church persists, and disciples of Jesus are reaching further and further into unreached places. Some people have said that we're living in a post-Christian age, meaning that society in general no longer embraces Christ or his values. That may sound to you that, as if the church or even Jesus is retreating instead of advancing. But I would submit to you that our goal has never been to be popular. Our goal is to make disciples of Jesus. We will never be popular amongst people who deny God or amongst people who refuse to submit to Jesus. We need to accept the fact that Jesus' words and ways are often in conflict with popular opinions and lifestyles. But these people, these offended ones, these critics, they can't stop Jesus. He will complete his mission. Personally speaking, it means that you and I, we shouldn't panic when we face resistance to the gospel, the good news about Jesus. We may hear atheists mock the faith and receive great applause from fellow atheists. We may hear social influencers and other people who criticize the church to the applause of those who don't want to be told how to live. That won't stop Jesus, and it shouldn't stop you and I. While noisy people are getting lots of attention, many are coming to Christ, regardless. You and I may be subjected to different levels of persecution, from friends and family excluding us or rejecting us, or more serious forms of persecution. That first church faced confiscation of property, arrest, and execution. That didn't stop Jesus then, and it won't stop Jesus now. As I close, let me say a few words to those of you who have not yet put their faith in Jesus. Perhaps you've been hearing about Jesus, but you're avoiding dealing with him. Perhaps you're feeling a stirring in your heart, a sense that he is calling you and you need to respond to him, but you're just hoping it'll go away. Know this, you can't stop him. His love for you is relentless. Don't try to stop him. Surrender to him. Or perhaps you've put your faith in Jesus, the Savior, but you know that he's calling you to follow him as Lord, to become his disciple, and to represent him to others, making disciples. But you've been resisting that call. Perhaps fears are holding you back. Perhaps friends or family are holding you back. Perhaps your lifestyle is holding you back. You know that you'll have to make some changes if you commit to follow Jesus. Know this, you can't stop Jesus and you can't change his mind. He is calling you to follow him and to live his way. You need to make up your mind. Will you follow him? I urge you, do that today. Friends, Jesus came to earth on a mission to seek and to save the lost all over the world. No one could stop him then, and no one can stop him now. And we are all invited to become a part of his mission. Let's join him in this mission, the most glorious mission of all. Amen.